Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, one and all. I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem. I'm calling out, I'm reaching out, I'm speaking out to all those junior faculty or really any academics on the pathway who want some tips. Because today, what we're going to be talking about, what I'm going to be providing are 8 sizzling tips to consider amid the new school year, the new academic year. And, you know, when I was thinking about the title, I was trying to get it right, think, are we talking about the beginning? What about if they catch it in the middle of the semester? Or what if somebody catches it at the end of the academic year? Whenever the tips need to sizzle for you to know, to be in the know, I am here to empower you because that's what I love to do. All those who know me, whenever time arises or wherever I make time, I really am trying to help all those future junior faculty, all those current junior faculty, all those advanced, all those out there. So let me get right to it. Again, we're going to go into 8 tips. I know oftentimes it may be 6, maybe 7. However that the universe moves me, that is sort of where we're going. And it's been a few months. I acknowledge a lot has happened, a lot of life, a lot of summer, a lot of sizzle, and even more. Hopefully, and I can only imagine the same thing for all of you all. So, as we think on a new academic year, as we think on the new school year, we have to, first tip, be present, but plan ahead. I think those who've heard me over the years, there's a motto that I like to use that there's an artist out there where it say, work your plan your work, work your plan. The whole thing right now is I'm saying that we'll get advice on it's about the moment, but then as academics, we're always asked not only how are you doing, but are you doing? And so in being present, we also have to think, where do we want to be? We have to plan ahead. So on the first basic level, I'm reminding us, yes, we've got to go back to our calendars, the physical ones and the small form and the large form and the digital form, whatever that may be. Color code it. Add in your notifications for far ahead. Now I want to share something with you that's right in line. I want you to also think about framing how you're starting the semester, how you're ending the semester. Every academic year is busy and chaotic and always too much, but it is where and how we find the balance in it. So think about how you truly want to begin your semester and how you want to end your semester as well as the academic year. I will encourage, and down the line I definitely will have a show about this, at some point, I truly will encourage that you make time for your peace at the end and perhaps even in the middle of a semester. We don't do it enough. So again, going back to the first sizzling tip, be present. Think about where are you now, but also plan ahead. People used to complain in grad school, oh, when I talk to you, you're 5 years ahead. Well, that's probably why some of y'all are still where you are, because I was always thinking ahead. So I encourage you and all of us to continue. Be present. I am here right now in the moment. It's moment by moment. But then, you better have some plans. Plan ahead. So moving on to the second point. Now, this is important. I am constantly trying to encourage junior faculty, you've got to understand your balance of time. We have 7 days every week. And, of course, each month might have 28 days, might have 30, might have 31. However, during a normal working week of Monday to Friday, let's just go there for a moment. At least that's when you have to show up physically or however that you are. Think about your days for your work, your scholarship. Also think about your teaching days and perhaps your research days. That will change over time. If in a perfect world I was able to keep the schedule I had in grad school to, you know, on my tenure track, it would have been very different because I'm teaching on certain days, and I choose to teach a certain way. So for certain people, they may teach Monday through Friday. That means that, hey, all right, well, that's a lot of time every single day. But you want to think about, where is the day or many days, several days reserved for you to do your work? What are the days where you're like, you know what, the university has me? It's total teaching, total work day, total university. And then maybe if you're one of those who can balance out your research, then hey, when and where is your research day? That might depend on the archive. That might depend on the lab, whatever that you're doing. Again, the second sizzling point, choose and really be clear about your working for your work, your scholarship, your teaching days, as well as your research day. So, again, where are you finding the balance of how you're giving to the university and then where you're giving to your long career, okay? To be fulfilled, it is also how you manifest. What are you doing to help move some things along far in the future? So moving on, well, I have to tell you now, I have approached 15 years since I've had my PhD, since I've gone through tenure, went through the tenure track process and tenured, and somehow every year the work doubles. From the first year to the second year all the way now, we're in the 15th year. So what I would tell you, just see the work on the wall. You know how people say, oh, well, I saw the writing on the wall. See the work, see the double work, see the coming work on the wall. We all want to believe that everyone will keep our balance in mind. That is not their job. It is not your job to think about, can that person handle, will they know how much to say yes or say no? What I'm also getting at is now that a lot of us are coming offline and coming back in person, whoa, the work is about to kick up. So see the double work on the wall, knowing that this year the university is going to ask so much more of you, because now you are going to be the one that is going to be the highlight, the magnet to do so many different things. Knowing that, that can go in line with how are you planning your calendar, how are you going to interact with the world, the university world, the world of university needs. So see it. Think about where you are. What year are you on the process? Where do you want to be? Are you in one department? Are you in two departments? Ooh, I hope. Woo, three departments. Couldn't imagine. Are you among those junior faculty running something when most times we shouldn't be, so we can do other things? However, again, see that work on the wall, meaning you see what's coming. So you want to really put energy into how do you want your year to go? What type of colleague are you going to be? What type of leader are you going to be? What type of, you know, just all of it. There's a lot to think about. So see it as you're going in. See it as it's already starting to manifest. The academic world is not going to get any easier. And in the future, I will definitely be empowering us on where it's going to get harder. And one of the biggest things is that universities are not good at encouraging any faculty to find their balance. So we're going to keep on moving because there's still more coming. All right. Now, in seeing... moving on to the fourth point, that fourth sizzling tip. So in seeing what is coming, this is kind of where I started. When I first started empowering you all, it was about, you go back to past episodes. You got to think about now, when you go to lunches and coffees and dinners, how do you, let's set some boundaries. The boundaries, this is a double one. Set the boundaries and also find new spaces. So in setting the boundaries, how many coffees per week, how many coffees per month and per semester? We can't always see it. I will admit that. As easy as it may be, it may look like it is. It's not, because people just pop up on you. Oh, my God, I've been waiting to have coffee on you. No, you haven't. You just popped up. They only gave me tomorrow. So you got to think about when you can plan, how many coffees do you want, or lunches, or dinner, or breakfast, whatever that you do. And then how, like, diversify the spaces where you are. When I say diversify, get off campus. Most times I really try to connect with people off campus because that's where we are all the time. It is only a whole other beautiful bubble that we need to burst. Now, when I also go to find new spaces, I'm also encouraging you and all of us to find new spaces to gather with the community when you're able, if it can encourage productivity. So maybe you find a coffee shop close to where you live versus always in your office tucked away. I say this because it's evolved for me. It used to be when I was in grad school, I lived at the coffee shop. That was my thing. I would wake up, you think I work at the coffee shop. Worked there, but no, I was working on the other side of the counter, meaning I was putting in the work at the coffee shop every single day, and that was conducive to my working. But then, years later, I began to work at work. But then I was moving around in different places across my, you know, where I work to get work done. Over the years, then I started migrating back off campus and would go mix it up with coffee shops. So where I'm at now, I'm finding some new spaces here in St. Louis where I am, and my productivity is going through the roof in a whole other way. So, again, this is a double one where I'm encouraging you, where we've gone before, first tip, be present, plan ahead. Second tip, choose your working, teaching, research days. Third tip was see the double work coming on the wall. And the fourth tip is set the boundaries, but also find new spaces. It is okay to be the only academic at a coffee shop that is far away from your university. That is okay. We're just not reminded that academics need to go and be among the world. So I'm encouraging us to do that again. The fourth point, set boundaries, find new spaces. All right, keeping it moving. So the next one, as I was thinking about it, I was like, well, this is another version of R&R. And R&R, we know in our world, comes in different versions and forms. But as the new year, as you are approaching, as you're approaching the new academic year, I'm going to encourage a whole other R&R. And this R&R is review and reset. So what I would encourage that you do, if this is your second year on tenure track or third year, or if this is also your first year as junior faculty and on the process and in the process, think about the year before. Think about how you felt in moments that brought you absolute joy. Think about the moments, these low points. Think about how being on committees, what did you learn last year that now you're like, this is going to be different and here's why. So again, the R&R that I'm encouraging is for you to review so you can reset for the new year to know, last year this worked. Last year this was a lot. Last year, you know what, I learned. We're going to have to do things a little bit different. You can't do everything. We can't be the myth of the super scholar is true. It's true that it is around, but let that go. So, again, your R&R, review the year before, whether you're in grad school, you were on tenure track, or wherever that you are in the process. Review. Think about it. How was it? If you were on fellowship, woo-woo, cool for you. All right, now, coming back off of it, where do you want to be that maybe the year before you were like, I need some balance so I can get it done? Your R&R that I'm encouraging, review and reset your year that you can learn from at least the year or the semester before. What was it like the last time you were on a search committee that you liked, that maybe you want to do different? What was it like the last time that you were over undergraduate studies, or the last time you were over graduate studies, or whatever that it may be? That how do you want things to be different? So I'm encouraging the R&R. It's time for you to review how the energy has been so you can reset and know how to launch into the future. So the next, which not enough academics encourage it, I'm one, time matters. Time allows me to see the evolution. 10 years ago, my first book, Completely Undone, and I was shopping in between presses. 10 years ago, I was launching a new class to keep it interesting. 10 years ago, I was launching a class that also was connected with the next book that I didn't even realize that I was going to be working on. So let me be concrete. In 2012, I had a undone manuscript. And yet that semester, I was very clear, this book has to get done. This new class that I'm launching is going to be amazing. And we're going to make it happen. And it did happen. That semester in the fall of 2012, I finished the draft of what will become my two-time award-winning book, Slaver at Sea. But at the time, I just knew I needed to finish it, but I also was juggling developing and piloting a new class that was surging with interest. 10 years later, I can look back and be inspired. So that's the next sizzling point, sizzling tip that I'm encouraging. Look back at your pathway and be inspired. Be inspired by your own self, by what you've done, how far you've come, what you've done, how you've made it through. Celebrate, because in it you define what is successful. You define, hey, this is how it's supposed to be. So 10 years ago, I was all like, I don't know if I could do it, but you're going to make it happen. And then now 10 years later, what? Oh, it not only is it going to happen, but I will be inspired by the energy of even my youthfulness 10 years ago. So, again, I hope you hear me. This next sizzling point was look back and be inspired by where you were. Something that you were fulfilled by, that you can be inspired, that can give you a same or similar realm of energy that can help you to sort of catapult on the pathway. Because we're going to have the high points. We're going to have the low points. We're going to be bored. We're going to be unsure. We're always going to question, am I smart enough? Am I good enough? Do people really care about my work? We're always going to be in those bubbles. But just look to yourself and look back and be inspired. So the next sizzling tip that I want to get to and remind us, and this one, this is a big one. Because, again, in our world of academia, we are never trained to own up to our suffering. This summer has been filled with death, anniversaries of death, cousins, friends, people in the profession that I'm close with just came from a memorial this past weekend, getting calls and texts about the death of others. And then when people say, you're so different, what's going on with you? But, you know, people don't ever stop to think, maybe there are things going on in people's lives. But if we don't say anything about it, then they'll just assume we're blowing them off. I'm number one who can say that my path has been filled with absolute chaotic crazy that I've had to evolve through, that thankfully I've been successful on the tenure track in that way. However, it didn't feel good when I went through it, and I didn't always want to own up to what I was going through because I didn't want everybody to know what I had going on. Or sometimes it was just so much that I just knew other people wouldn't believe me or perhaps not even care. Because, again, let me just a little side note. In academia, when you hear them say, oh, how are you doing? Remember, they're really saying, what are you doing? I learned that. We'll come back to that in a future episode. But again, right now I'm encouraging us. This is a sizzling tip. It's hot. It's real. And, gosh, own up to the suffering. If you've had death in the family, if you're feeling fatigued, if you got anxiety or depression, we got to own up to it. And that doesn't mean that we have to quite put it on the megaphone. But maybe we just tell our chair. Maybe we tell our mentors, look, this I'm moving slower than I really wanted to. Or we tell a journal, I'm sorry that the review is taking a little bit longer, or this particular essay, you know, I'm over here falling on my knees trying to make it through this. But then when we don't tell her, for me, I know I definitely just tried to keep going through a whole lot. Because I didn't, again, didn't want other people they didn't need to know. You just needed to see the success. So however you balance that, and however you, quote, own up to your suffering, think about that, because there's just a lot of suffering in the world, and in order to get greater compassion, oftentimes we need to let other people in on that. So this eighth sizzling tip that I know the most average academic will tell you to overlook, but it is so real, and it's going to be even more real in your future. Okay, I need you to know this, whether academia or not. Mercury retrograde is coming. Now, some of you out there may be saying, what? I've never heard the concept. So let me tell you this. Well, so in this Aquarian new age of where we are, a lot of people are into astrology. And Mercury retrograde, more than any other, is what is always trending. It happens 3 or 4 times a year. And why does it matter to academia? Yahoo! Whoa! It matters. That has been when Mercury has been in retrograde at the beginning. Some semesters have been some of my absolute worst because Mercury being the planet of the mind and communication, it's like we have to go back all over again and say, hey, almost like we're starting all over again. So I want to tell you, Mercury retrograde is coming on September 10th. Okay? I need you to hear me. Even more, the energy will flow out 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after. So 2 weeks prior to September 10th, if you're all of a sudden finding yourself having to repeat yourself or people taking things personal or communication is just off, typo, look, slow down, really think about what you're saying, what you're writing. Travels may be off in some very interesting ways, but the more important thing that I have to prepare myself and my students is it'll be like starting the semester over halfway through, where everybody gets it, yeah, we're ready. And then halfway through, which will be at the end of October when this is done, then they'll say, so I'm confused. What did you mean by this, and do we really have to do this? So there is going to be that review all over again. So again, Mercury retrograde is coming September 10th through roughly October 23rd, but all in all, you should know 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after, communication may be a little bit wonky. So as you are communicating with the world, as you are empowering the world, you really want to think twice in what you say and also what you're writing and all of that. So, all right. Hey, woo, we've been moving quick. We had a whole lot of tips to get through. So, all right. Again, I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Moosakeem, and I'm coming on to empower all those who want to be empowered. And where we went today, again, it was notes to junior faculty, 8 sizzling tips to consider amid the new academic year that is here, that is already here, that is coming, that is on its way, that is perhaps even behind you. Who knows when you're going to find this, but it'll be whenever you needed to be activated in all the ways to be in the know. So I'm going to go back over the tips really quick before we go ahead and prepare to launch off into a wonderful academic new year or this new academic year. First tip, be present, plan ahead. Second tip, choose your work, your teaching, and your research days. You got to get stuff done. You got to, you know, really embolden your legacy in a whole lot of ways that are anchored on tangibles. So third sizzling tip, see the double work on the wall. You know that the extra work is going to be coming. If you're in 2 departments, you can expect that it's going to quadruple. So, all right, moving on to the fourth point. Set the boundaries and find new spaces, okay? Set your boundaries. Think about what can that mean, but I also encourage you to find new spaces of productivity and find new spaces of where you can even connect with your colleagues and all those that are helping you to move on the pathway. The fifth tip that we're moving into is R&R. It's about maybe you want to review and think about the year before, the semester before, what was it like being in academia? How do you want to be that can help you to reset as you move into this new year? Sixth tip that we went to, look and be inspired by something in your intellectual pathway that can help you to be inspired moving forward. Most of all, at your work, your energy of where, wow, it was celebratory. Use that energy and harness that to move forward. Next, I was encouraging us, we got to own up to our suffering. Hey, death has been happening. I'm tired or whatever that it may be. Or, you know, I just really don't want to be around people. We got to really own up to it. We got to take those mental health days whenever we need. So then our last, but definitely not least, that I wanted to encourage us, the 8th sizzling tip for all those junior faculty and all those academics out there in whatever form that you're in, Mercury retrograde is coming September 10th, and it will be here, and it is really going to make us think about how we communicate with the world and where we find our balance in our dealings with the world. So again, slow down, think twice before you write, think twice as you're communicating with the world. And again, I prepare you that you're going to probably have to even go back over some things that you had talked about at the beginning of the semester. So again, It's just Dr. Shawnee Moose King just coming on to keep us all empowered. Most of all, hey, it's been a hot summer. Thought I would come in and keep us all sizzling as we are moving forward on the pathway. So, all right, I will be looking forward to taking it to another and taking you level, taking all of us to that next level on the pathway. Again, just keeping us all sizzling towards most of all success on the pathway. All right, now, I'll talk to you soon, and I will empower you soon. Bye-bye.